Now we meet Leos Valka, one of the people behind the prestigious Dox Modern Art Gallery in Prague. He has sunk millions of dollars of his own money into the project, and he tells Ian Willoughby why in this week's edition of One on One.
Leos Valka is one of the founders of the Dox Center for Contemporary Art in Prague's Slesovice district. In just a few years, it's become one of the most important institutions of its kind in Central and Eastern Europe. Valka has a perhaps surprising background for such a significant figure in the Czech art world. For several years, he ran a firm in Australia doing maintenance work on high-rise buildings. When we spoke at his office at Dox, we discussed, among other things, the gallery's genesis and its relationship with official bodies. But first I asked Leos Valka why emigrate to Australia in the early 1980s.
It was 1981. I simply didn't believe that there will ever be a change in a political situation, so I basically gave up and decided to move elsewhere.
And why Australia in particular?
Well, it was more of a romantic notion that if emigration at all, which I was, I didn't want to emigrate, I thought I will never emigrate, but then one day just decision happened and I wanted to make it like a real emigration, not to Austria, not to Germany, not to Europe. I thought if I'm going, then I would like to go to a serious distance.
And you set up a company doing work on skyscrapers and high buildings. How did you get into that area of business? Had you been a mountain climber?
Yes, I used to be a rock climber, more rock climber than mountain climber. And this was a logical extension of what we used to do here. I used to run a small group of people working on churches and high-rise buildings. Not that there were so many high-rise buildings at the time, but still there were some. So, and there were many, many people doing exactly the same thing.
I read that you worked also on the famous Sydney Opera House. What did you do on the building?
Well, we did some documentation work, and we took some samples, and we designed access method for the total restoration of the external cladding, ceramic tile cladding on the Opera House.
Your company was successful in Australia, and I believe it's still running. Why did you decide to come back here in the mid-1990s?
Well, it's actually quite a long story, but I probably made this decision long before I realized it, because when I talked to a clairvoyant, whom I met by chance on the street, or actually I went to his little shop, and he told me that I should go back to Europe, that Australia is nice, but it's not for me. And as soon as he said it, I realized that he was right.
All that time when you were working in the construction industry, were you greatly interested in art? Were you collecting?
Well, I've never collected anything, but I was always interested in art, architecture and design, and always visiting galleries and museums and design shows. So for me, it was always part of my life.
Dox here opened 3.5 years ago or so. How did this whole idea come about to build this contemporary art center here?
It wasn't planned. It wasn't a whole life dream or nothing like that. I was involved in a small scale development when I was building residential units, and I was looking for a suitable place for typical lofts, which means classical industrial lofts, and I found the object, and the object was fantastic and was extremely suitable for this kind of project, but I also realized that it's even more suitable for gallery.
You have said quite a few times in interviews that you have personally, as one of four investors, put 50 million crowns or more into Dox. That's over $2.5 million. What has been your motivation in that, given that you're unlikely to in any way recoup the money?
It was a pure interest in seeing this kind of institution happening in Czech Republic, in Prague, which is probably very idealistic and also very unusual for Prague, and that's one of the reasons why it's very difficult to actually explain in a way which would be believable to most our countrymen and authorities, especially Prague municipalities and Ministry of Culture, that there is simply no other motive than seeing this kind of things happening in Prague, which for them, I'm afraid, is completely inconceivable.
And for people who don't know Dux, what's your model here? You have more than one exhibition running at the same time, all the time.
The idea is to have at least few, usually 3 to 4, sometimes 5, even more projects going on simultaneously. They represent a kind of spectrum, so visitors have the opportunity to at least to enjoy something. If they are not completely happy with everything, there is a chance that they will like something, or they will appreciate something.
Your biggest competition, if I can speak about competition, one would imagine would be the National Gallery's Modern Art Gallery at the Veliteržný Palace, which isn't very far from here. In recent years, that institution developed a kind of reputation for being moribund and uninteresting under the leadership of the head of the gallery in those days, Milan Knížák. Did it benefit Dux that the National Gallery's Modern Art Gallery was doing so badly in those years?
I'm not sure. It would be quite logical to say that if there is not much competition, then obviously you are in better position. But also the experiences are that if you have more similarly an interesting inclined institutions in one area, for example Chelsea in New York, where you have like 150 or over 150 galleries in one very small area, it's not about competition. That's the main thing. It's not about competition, it's about opportunity. People have opportunity to see more things in different perspectives, different settings, different agendas, and that's always mutually beneficial. So maybe our perception is reasonably positive, especially in contrast with other institutions. But if there were more other institutions, maybe like us or some other different kinds of institutions, successful institutions, it always improves the general or the overall understanding or sensitivity or approach to visual art or culture in general.
You mentioned the perception or poor understanding of Dux on the part of the city authorities or the Ministry of Culture. Have they failed to support you in a way that you would have appreciated?
Oh, absolutely. I think they don't understand generally. I think what is the attraction of the cities, today's metropolis? The fastest or the fastest growing segment of tourism is a cultural tourism. That's well-known fact. It's the repeated opportunity for tourists to come. It's not that once they come, they see a fantastic medieval architecture cities, fantastic baroque and so on, but they see it, they go, and they are not coming back. But if you have a program which is changing every 3 months, then you have opportunity to come again, and that's the kind of tourist which cities should be interested in. But that's the very practical business-like approach to tourists, but there is also the general level of culture. There is a awareness of values which are much more subtle, and they are far, far deeper. And for me, what is incomprehensible is the fact that, okay, you have 4 guys, idealistic or stupid enough to put 250 million, quarter of billion crowns into a project for which they didn't expect any contribution from anyone. Now the place is finished. We are running programs which cost around 40 million crowns a year. The city gives us 5 million crowns, which is around 13-14% of our budget, and that's it. And they don't realize that for them it's the godsend thing. We are quite well known, say, outside of Czech Republic. We have fantastic articles written about us in many important magazines and newspapers, and this is all free publicity for the city of Prague.
Dux opened in late 2008. How satisfied are you with development so far at the institution here?
Well, I'm very happy. it has to be said that we are learning. We, when the idea came, then after several years of construction, we started to operate the place, and then we realized so many things we didn't know, and we were learning. But now we are more or less happy and able, I mean stable enough to program things in a more confident manner. I'm very happy. It went beyond what I expected. Originally I thought there would be like 3-4 exhibitions, major exhibitions a year, 10 exhibitions perhaps, and in fact it's over 25 exhibitions and many accompanying and educational programs and many other activities, and we are involved in so many parallel programs which goes with this kind of institutions that we feel very active and contributing.